Lesson 8. Noah and the Flood. Purpose. To strengthen each child's desire to listen to and follow the counsel of the living prophet. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study the following. Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 22. The flood ends and Noah offers sacrifice to the Lord. 2. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. C. Preparing your lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and teaching from the scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Prepare 3 signs such as the following: an octagon with the word stop, a triangle with a skull and crossbones, a circle with a diagonal slash. Write listen on the back of the first sign, believe on the back of the second sign, and obey on the back of the third sign. See the attention activity. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible and a triple combination for each child. B. A picture of the living prophet. C. Pictures 6-7, Building the Ark, Gospel Art Picture Kit number 102, 62053, and 6-8, Noah and the Ark with Animals, Gospel Art Picture Kit number 103, 62305. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Display the 3 signs you have prepared. Have class members tell what each sign means. What would happen if people did not obey each of these signs? How do these signs help us? They warn us of possible danger and tell us what to do to be safe. Explain that Heavenly Father wants us to be safe from the evils and temptations of the world. He has given us someone to warn and teach us. Display the picture of the living prophet and discuss how he warns and teaches us. Turn over the 3 signs to display the words listen, believe, and obey, and explain that if we will listen, believe, and obey the prophet, Heavenly Father will bless us. Scripture account. Using the pictures at appropriate times, teach the children the account of the prophet Noah and the flood from the scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Emphasize that Noah was obedient to the Lord in spite of the ridicule of his friends and neighbors. Help the children understand that because Noah's family listened and obeyed his teachings, they were saved from the flood. But the wicked people who would not listen and obey were drowned. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. What kind of man was Noah? Genesis chapter 6, verse 9 and verse 22. What characteristics must he have had to respond to the assignment to build an ark? What qualities can you develop that will help you do what Heavenly Father wants you to do? How did Noah try to help the people before the flood? Moses chapter 8, verse 20. How did the people react to Noah's teachings? Moses chapter 8, verses 21 and 22. Why do you think the people wanted to kill Noah? Moses chapter 8, verse 18. What were the consequences for those who obeyed Noah? Genesis chapter 7, verses 1 and 7. What were the consequences for those who didn't obey Noah? Genesis chapter 7, verse 23. What are the consequences if we don't obey the living prophet? What did Noah do after he was able to leave the ark? Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. Why should we express gratitude to Heavenly Father even when we have been through a difficult experience? What messages have our modern-day prophets given us? Write the children's responses on the chalkboard. How can each of these messages help us? See Enrichment Activities 1, 3, and 5. Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Show a picture of the living prophet and tell a little about his life. Discuss a message that he has given in General Conference. 2. Conduct an interview with Noah, his wife, and his family. You could use scarves and robes for the children to dress up in as these characters, or make signs for them to hang around their necks. Ask questions similar to the following ones. What did God tell you to do? How did you feel when the wicked people laughed at you and did not listen to you? Page 33. How did you feel during and after the flood? 3. Discuss the phrase, "If there is anything virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, we seek after these things." Articles of Faith 1, 13. And apply it to the books we read and the movies and television programs we watch. Explain that inappropriate movies, television programs, and books are offensive to our Heavenly Father. Read the following quotation from President Ezra Taft Benson, 13th President of the Church. "Your thoughts will determine your actions, and so they must be controlled. It's difficult to control those thoughts if you submit yourself to temptation. So you will have to carefully select your reading material, the movies you see, and the other forms of entertainment in order to have good thoughts rather than unwholesome desires." In Conference Report, April 1985, pages 47 to 48, or Ensign, May 1985, page 36. Discuss how we can avoid exposure to negative influences and fill our minds with virtuous and lovely thoughts. 4. Write on slips of paper temptations or difficulties that children in your class may have to face, such as cheating in school, being unkind to others, or taking something from a store without paying for it. Put the slips of paper in a container. Have the children each choose a slip of paper and tell what the prophets have taught us about handling the situations. 5. Choose a teaching from the prophets, such as keeping a journal. Insert Spencer W. Kimball, Ensign, December 1980, pages 60 to 61. President Kimball speaks out on personal journals. By President Spencer W. Kimball. His journal was 33 black binders on the shelves of his personal study when President Spencer W. Kimball was called to be president of the church in 1973. Since then, he has frequently counseled members of the church to keep personal journals. On a number of occasions, I have encouraged the saints to keep personal journals and family records. I renew that admonition. We may think there is little of interest or importance in what we personally say or do, but it is remarkable how many of our families, as we pass on down the line, are interested in all that we do and all that we say. Any Latter-day Saint family that has searched genealogical and historical records has fervently wished their ancestors had kept better and more complete records. On the other hand, some families possess some spiritual treasures because ancestors have recorded the events surrounding their conversion to the gospel and other happenings of interest, including many miraculous blessings and spiritual experiences. People often use the excuse that their lives are uneventful and nobody would be interested in what they have done. But I promise you that if you will keep your journals and records, they will indeed be a source of great inspiration to your families, to your children, your grandchildren, and others on through the generations. Each of us is important to those who are near and dear to us, and as our posterity read of our lives' experiences, they too will come to know and love us. And in that glorious day when our families are together in the eternities, we will already be acquainted. Would every family, as they now hold their family home evenings, train their children from young childhood to keep a journal of the important activities of their lives, certainly by the time they begin to leave home for schooling and missions. From time immemorial, the Lord has counseled us to be a record-keeping people. Abraham had a book of remembrance, and Adam had one. You may think of them as not being as highly educated as we are, but they were well-trained people. Adam spent much effort being the schoolteacher for his children. He and Eve taught their sons and daughters. He taught them the gospel in their home evenings, and he taught them reading and writing and arithmetic, and they kept their books of remembrance. How else do you think Moses, many hundreds of years later, got the information? These records had been kept, and he referred to them and got the history of the world, which wasn't in any library other than that. Can you see your responsibility? Early in the American life of the family of Lehi, his son Nephi said, "Having had a great knowledge of the goodness and the mysteries of God, therefore I make a record of my proceedings in my days. And I know that the record which I make is true, and I make it with mine own hand, and I make it according to my knowledge." 1 Nephi chapter 1, verses 1 and 3. This great record included not only the movements of his people, but his own personal life. When the Savior visited this continent following his resurrection, he commanded the Nephites and Lamanites to bring their records up to date. He said to them, "Behold other scriptures, I would that ye should write, that ye have not." And it came to pass that he said unto Nephi, "Bring forth the record which ye have kept." And when Nephi had brought forth the records and laid them before him, he cast his eyes upon them and said, "Verily I say unto you, I commanded my servant Samuel the Lamanite, that he should testify unto this people, that at the day that the Father should glorify his name in me, that there were many saints who should arise from the dead, and should appear unto many, and should minister unto them. And he said unto them, Was it not so?" And his disciples answered him and said, "Yea, Lord." And Jesus said unto them, "Howbeit that ye have not written this thing, that many saints did arise, and appear unto many, and did minister unto them?" And it came to pass that Nephi remembered that this thing had not been written. Therefore it was written according as he commanded. 3 Nephi chapter 23, verses 6 through 13. I am glad that it was not I who was reprimanded, even though mildly and kindly, for not having fulfilled the obligation to write the records and keep them up to date. And again in our day the Lord said to the prophet Joseph Smith, "And again, let all the records be had in order, that they may be put in the archives of my holy temple." Doctrine and Covenants, section 127, verse 9. You should continue on in this important work of recording the things you do, the things you say, the things you think, to be in accordance with the instructions of the Lord. Your story should be written now while it is fresh and while the true details are available. Your private journal should record the way you face up to challenges that beset you. Do not suppose life changes so much that your experiences will not be interesting to your posterity. Experiences of work, relations with people, and an awareness of the rightness and wrongness of actions will always be relevant. Your journal, like most others, will tell of problems as old as the world and how you dealt with them. Your journal should contain your true self, rather than a picture of you when you are made up for a public performance. There is a temptation to paint one's virtues in rich color and whitewash the vices. But there is also the opposite pitfall of accentuating the negative. Personally, I have little respect for anyone who delves into the ugly phases of the life he is portraying, whether it be his own or another's. The truth should be told, but we should not emphasize the negative. Even a long life full of inspiring experiences can be brought to the dust by an ugly story. Why dwell on that one ugly truth about someone whose life has been largely circumspect? Your journal is your autobiography, so it should be kept carefully. You are unique, and there may be incidents in your experience that are more noble and praiseworthy in their way than those recorded in any other life. What could you do better for your children and your children's children than to record the story of your life, your triumphs over adversity, your recovery after a fall, your progress when all seemed black, your rejoicing when you had finally achieved? Some of what you write may be humdrum dates and places, but there will also be rich passages that will be quoted by your posterity. We hope you will begin as of this date. If you have not already commenced this important duty in your lives, get a good notebook, a good book that will last through time and into eternity for the angels to look upon. Begin today and write in it your goings and your comings, your deeper thoughts, your achievements and your failures, your associations and your triumphs, your impressions and your testimonies. We hope you will do this, our brothers and sisters, for this is what the Lord has commanded, and those who keep a personal journal are more likely to keep the Lord in remembrance in their daily lives. Or choose a teaching from the prophets preaching the gospel. Ezra Taft Benson, Ensign, May 1986, pages 44 to 45. Prepare a simple class activity centered on the teaching, such as writing in a journal or planning a class activity to friendship, a less active class member. 6. Discuss the significance of the rainbow. Genesis chapter 9, verses 12 through 15. Rainbow, an outward token of God's covenant with Noah. Genesis chapter 9, verse 13. See also Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 28. Revelation chapter 4, verse 3, chapter 10, verse 1. The rainbow, no doubt, existed before the flood, but with Noah the rainbow took on a new significance as the token of the covenant. Joseph Smith translation, Genesis chapter 9, verses 17 through 25, enlarges the terms of the covenant to include not only that the earth will never again be covered with a flood of water, but also that the Zion of Enoch will return and the Lord will come again to dwell on the earth. 7. Put the following review on the chalkboard or make copies for each child. Have them match the letters to the appropriate statement. 1. How many of each clean beast were taken on the ark? Genesis chapter 7, verse 2. Note, a clean beast was one that the people were allowed to eat. 2. How many days and nights did it rain? Genesis chapter 7, verse 12. 3. How old was Noah when the flood came? Genesis chapter 7, verse 6. 4. How many of each unclean beast were taken on the ark? Genesis chapter 7, verse 2. Note, an unclean beast was one that the people were forbidden to eat. 5. How many days did the waters prevail on the earth? Genesis chapter 7, verse 24. 6. How many days was Noah on the ark before it started to rain? Genesis chapter 7, verse 10. Answers: A. 600. B. 150. C. 7. D. 2. E. 40. F. 7. 8. Sing or read the words to the following. Insert: We thank thee, O God, for a prophet. Hymns number 19. 1. We thank thee, O God, for a prophet to guide us in these latter days. We thank thee for sending the gospel to lighten our minds with its rays. We thank thee for every blessing bestowed by thy bounteous hand. We feel it a pleasure to serve thee and love to obey thy command. 2. When dark clouds of trouble hang o'er us and threaten our peace to destroy, there is hope smiling brightly before us, and we know that deliverance is nigh. We doubt not the Lord nor his goodness. We've proved him in days that are past. The wicked who fight against Zion will surely be smitten at last. We'll sing of his goodness and mercy. We'll praise him by day and by night. rejoice in his glorious gospel and bask in its life-giving light. Thus on to eternal perfection the honest and faithful will go, while they who reject this glad message shall never such happiness know. Or Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, page 110. 1. Adam was a prophet, first one that we know. In a place called Eden, he helped things to grow. Adam served the Lord by following his ways. We are his descendants in the latter days. Chorus. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, he knows the way. 2. Enoch was a prophet. He taught what was good. People in his city did just what they should. When they were so righteous that there was no sin, Heavenly Father took them up to live with him. 3. Noah was a prophet called to preach the word. Tried to cry repentance, but nobody heard. They were busy sinning. Noah preached in vain. They wished they had listened when they saw the rain. 4. Abraham the prophet prayed to have a son. So the Lord sent Isaac as the chosen one. Isaac begat Jacob, known as Israel. Jacob's sons were 12 tribes, so the Bible tells. 5. Moses was a prophet sent to Israel. He would lead them to the promised land to dwell. They were slow to follow, or so it appears. They were in the wilderness for 40 years. 6. Samuel was a prophet chosen as a boy. Hannah promised God her son would serve with joy. In the tabernacle, Samuel heard his name. He was called by God and answered, "Here I am." 7. Jonah was a prophet, tried to run away, but he later learned to listen and obey. When we really try, the Lord won't let us fail. That's what Jonah learned deep down inside the whale. 8. Daniel was a prophet. He refused to sin. So the king threw Daniel in the lion's den. Angels calmed the lions, and the king soon saw. Daniel's power was great, for he obeyed God's law. 9. Now we have a world where people are confused. If you don't believe it, go and watch the news. We can get direction all along our way if we heed the prophets, follow what they say. Conclusion. Testimony and Challenge. Express your gratitude for the teachings of the prophets found in the scriptures and for modern-day prophets who warn, teach, and guide us. Challenge the children to listen to the next general conference. Give special attention to the teachings of the prophet and discuss these teachings with their families. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children read Genesis chapter 6, verses 11 through 22, chapter 7, verses 1 through 6, and chapter 8, verses 15 through 20, at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 8, Noah and the Flood.